last year when the prior mask mandate was in effect. Under the new close contact quarantine guidelines, essentially, if the two students are within 3 to 6 feet of each other and both are masked, if the one individual that is exposed to the other student isn't showing symptoms, they can remain in the classroom. So that's different than what was in effect last year, where it was where you were having entire classrooms if they were within that 3 to 6 feet. The school district didn't have that option when there were close contact.
That's great, but is that actually what's being implemented? Because my son's up at Jove Tech, and I don't think there's any kids left at Jove Tech. Yeah. They're completely wiped out.
I guess with that, like, the problem with that, you know, that exception is they have to be consistently met. So I don't know that situation, but
And I guess the middle school too, the same thing. Like, our kids are, like, my daughter was quarantined, and she had missed soccer. And she wasn't sick, you know what I mean? And I guess it's a problem.
So I just wanted to answer the question so that
we don't mask up the kids.
You can see, relative to the CDC guidelines, you know, all the guys in the district, there is a flow chart I use that is particularly helpful. It'll be on the CDC website as well that you can see for yourself that has those contract guidelines.
And I understand, I respect that. I guess so, but being as this was a work session, I thought maybe we could brainstorm something that would.
We also don't govern Jove Tech.
The DuBois Area School District kids go there.
But I can provide a little insight on that. So, as far as you said that you have a student at the middle school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if your student was exposed at the middle school and it was on quarantine and was masked, then that exposure likely was a result of lunch time and all of the students have their masks on.
But they have to wear their masks at school, so she would have had her mask on.
Correct. But at lunch, they have to take their mask off so they can eat. So that was a time that, you know, our quarantines have been limited. Like from the first 2 weeks of school, whenever we had, you know, like not wearing any masks and nothing.
Wearing the mask is
quarantine. There were times that we were quarantining 30 students because of one exposure. Now that the students are masked, those quarantines have been reduced drastically. And it's primarily because of the cafeteria. We did cohort last year, and we actually received feedback from parents that it was not favorable because the students were with the same group.
And that was sad. I didn't care for it either, but I guess it's better than a missing school, too.
Right. So we did try that, and the feedback wasn't good. As far as Jove Tech goes, and we do not govern them, but I spoke with Dr. Gilman today. And the reason that they quarantined, the police of culinary staff, I believe, and there was another, I'm not sure which program they counted it. But they said that the reason for that quarantine was because of the prolonged exposure and in the close proximity. So that's why they wanted to take that precaution that was very specific to the school. But I just wanted to provide some insight.
I appreciate it. I guess I'm just frustrated because we're making them wear the mask, yet they're still getting sent home. So I'm going to have to think of other options.
Thank you.